WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Trying to interpret the politics of popular music from other countries isn't always easy, but world music critic Milo Miles says there's no problem understanding the activism and appreciating the humanism of Tanzania's Remy Angala.
No more embassies!
No more passport!
No more flags!
No more immigration!
No more boundaries!
No more border!
No more policemen!
No more prisoners!
No more refugee!
One man, different color,
from the same father.
One heart,
one choice, one blood, one love,
one voice,
one world!
The universalist sentiment, one love, one world, took its current international shape when Bob Marley was preaching it more than 15 years ago. I can never decide if it's a beautiful idea or kind of creepy, but at any rate, it's simply not true. Not yet, anyway. You do not fully understand a culture by eating its food and appreciating its music. And no better proof exists than America's muddled perceptions of politics in African pop. By now, we're very used to thinking of the real blood-and-guts pop musician as a rebel, an opponent of the establishment. So African performers like Fela Kuti, Sonny Okosins, and Thomas Mapfumo make immediate sense to American fans. These performers are leftists and activists, or at least write protest songs. But some Afropop fans are uncomfortable with the fact that gorgeous juju music often serves as a soundtrack for Nigerian yuppies. Even more troubling are praise songs, sung in many African countries, which sometimes flatter the rich and powerful and expect favors in return. It's hard to remember that in impoverished nations, musicians are often considered beggars and must desperately seek patrons. One reason that Remy Angala is about the most appealing of Africa's political musicians is that he's both sensitive and down-to-earth enough to recognize going home as a profound political desire. His song, I Want to Go Home, tugs at refugees on street corners as well as those set adrift in their souls. It's from his new album, Mambo, which, by the way, means affairs or comments and has nothing to do with those guys who play songs of love. About half the time on Mambo, Angala sings in English. As is usually the case with such ventures, his first language fits more snugly into the arrangements. As is not usually the case, the English used is vivid and smart. Angala was born in Zaire and plays a highly modified version of that country's most popular style, soukous. He also traveled around Central Africa picking up folk rhythms before he settled in Tanzania. But he never emigrated to Paris with other soukous musicians who picked up syndrums and synthesizers. As a result, Angala and the Super Meta Milla Band have an old-fashioned handmade warmth to their ensemble work. Even more important, they excel at polyrhythms that are a bit slower and much more elastic than is the soukous norm nowadays.
Wafanyaji magendo, walanguzi, wasio wajibika, na wale wanao hujumu uchumi wa taifa. Mrema huyo.
Angala is very popular in Tanzania, and he's supposed to be fearlessly independent in his beliefs. Well, I hear far more songs praising his revolutionary government than ones criticizing its stagnant Marxist economy. But perhaps his laments for the poor complain indirectly. A standout track in his 1989 debut album, Songs for the Poor Man, was called The Voice of the Underdog. And though speaking in more general terms, Angala triumphs singing about poverty on mambo with no money, no life. In one particularly wrenching passage, he cries, "Life without money is like punishment. Life without money, no respect." Now there's a platform that gets my vote.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. Remy Angala's new album, Mambo, is on the Virgin Real World label. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.